Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Raw and Unfiltered with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wherever you may be, East Coast, it is 6:06, West Coast, 3:06. The day is Thursday, July 14th, 2022. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He is involved in some big event tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night right here in this, not in this seat, but behind these airwaves. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go. Welcome aboard 3 hours of continuous nonstop radio excellence. I promise you, this is going to be a great show. I'm very excited. No guests in the first hour, but then a lot of guests lined up for hours two and hour three. We have, again, the United States Senate candidate joining me, Themis Claridis, at the top of the second hour. Thomas Kranewitter, you're going to love this guy. I think I had him on a while back, but talk about a guy who knows everything there is to know about not only history, but the Constitution and the founding of this country. You will love Thomas Kranewitter. He's coming at us again, bottom of the second hour. A little later on, congressional candidate Mike France will join me, best-selling author Robert Marks in the third hour as well, talking about artificial intelligence. In between all of that, if you'd like to pick up the phone, you can give us a call over here at 1-833-WAR-TALK, and we'll try to squeeze you in. If you're on the East Coast, feel free to call my Connecticut number, 860-464-9490, and we will try to get as many of you in here in the first hour anyway as we possibly can. Sun shining here. I don't know where wherever you may be. Weather is different. Beautiful day today here in Connecticut. I know it's hot out there in Vegas, hot down there in Dallas. I heard Wayne and Chris talking about that yesterday. In fact, I talked to Wayne a little bit earlier today. He's very excited about what he's got going on tonight. I won't tell you about it. I think it's pretty funny. I'm sure he'll come back tomorrow night and give you all the details. How are you feeling about the United States of America today? How are you feeling about this great bastion, this great experiment in freedom? Are you happy today, confident today, loving this country that's been around for 240-plus years? Are you excited about what we have? Are you excited about the idea that we're the beacon of light on the hill, the democracy that everybody is, well, the republic to be exact, to which everybody is planning their freedoms after, or basically trying to emulate us? Are you excited about us? Yeah, I'm always excited about this country. I'm excited about the history of this country. I'm excited about where we've been. I'm certainly excited about how we got through some incredibly difficult times. But I got to be honest with you, man. I'm getting to that point where I'm very frustrated. Like it feels like the claustrophobia, like the walls are closing in. Like nothing that we do is right anymore, right? The conservative side, we're racist and white supremacists. The lefties are out to throw us down the socialism well. And all the while, our social elite, the politicians, just keep counting money, keep making trips to the bank, getting rich. How are some of our legislators as rich as they are? You know, why isn't Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi married rich, but why are some of these other political leaders, you know, stuck with 6-7-figure bank accounts when they're making $170,000 a year? I feel like I'm getting screwed, left and right. And I feel like this great democracy, which I love like nothing else, is cracking. Right? I mean, we've got a inept leadership, which is steering us right into the rocks, like, you know, basically, like, for the Titanic, he's going right for the iceberg. I don't have any confidence that we're going to pull ourselves out of it. That's sort of the way I felt since I left my morning show today and just was tooling around Connecticut. Fielding emails, fielding text messages from folks. A lot of politicians, I'm going back with a lot of politicians in the last 48 hours. Everybody, and this is not a bad thing, I'm just saying everybody who's running for something is you know, basically, even people that I never have really ever talked to before are trying to get, you know, their word out, which is not a bad thing, depending upon who it is. Like, the people you're going to hear from tonight are tremendous. But, you know, in a general sense, it's almost like we're fighting this battle that we can't win. I mean, are we past that point of no return? Democracies fail, guys. They only last a certain amount of time. When you start giving away the treasure to the point where you just can't make a comeback, it's, you know, it's just a matter of time before it's over. History is repeating itself, right? Democratic socialists, enemies of the United States of America, the sovereignty of this country, they are aligned against us. There is, in fact, an alliance to destabilize America and make this country ungovernable. Social chaos reigns. It's the prerequisite, if you will, for this seismic social change that we're going through. Anarchy is the goal. It's got to be. Anarchy has to be the goal. Otherwise, the ineptness of politicians is mind-boggling. They can't be this stupid. There's got to be an end goal, and it's got to be this anarchy that they covet. Our founding fathers established a constitutional republic with distinct separation of powers designed to protect the nation from the centralization of power of required rulers, if you will, right? That's the idea of what we have. We don't want a king. We never wanted a king. We want a representative government, a republic. Socialism, though, is creeping in. My father asked me what socialism was the other day, like what my definition of it would be. And he was curious. He says, we lose the house? The neighbors lose the house? I'm like, no. But essentially what's going to happen is the tax rate that most people are able to live under will become 60, 70, 80%. I mean, that's the first thing that will happen. And, of course, the bone-crushing suffocation of your liberties and free rights and all that goes along with that. I mean, we're watching it every day with the inflation prices. I mean, wholesale prices shot up a near record 11.3% in June, a surge in energy costs. They are like a boa constrictor strangling your freedoms. And they want globalism, right? That's the goal. Socialism, anarchy, globalism. I mean, socialism essentially is just a stepping stone to globalism. It's like this great reset. Globalism's war on America, it's a long-range war of attrition. The older generation of American patriots, they're dying. Right? The new generation of woke idiots need to toughen up, wise up, soon. I mean, think about this. I mentioned this the other day. You know, it's not your kids. If you're 40, 30, 40, 50 something, it's not your kids. It's your grandkids or your grandkids' kids that will be the last line of defense, because it is a war of attrition. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. But the freedoms of this country are slowly being eroded away. And your grandkids or your grandkids' kids, that generation, the war on globalism will be, at that point in time, life or death. It'll either be, will be absorbed into a global community and lose the uniqueness of what has made us great, or we'll fight back. It'll be one or the other. I mean, there are obviously is a third option, that we essentially just completely collapse and become a third world nation. And if we continue to give away the treasure like we're doing it now, that is actually a possibility as well. And change happens slowly. It's not something that is overnight. It's not something that, you know, you wake up one day and you're under this communist rule. But we're feeling the reason why I'm bringing it up is we're feeling it. The shift is happening. It's happening right now. So it's 40 years from now. If those kids wake up and say, man, I didn't see this coming. Well, I'm warning. The sky is falling. It's here. They're just doing it slowly. This woke idea, transgenders, the military, white nationalists, white supremacists. I got to play some audio for you in a bit. But Rep. Schneider, and they passed today essentially a white supremacist bill for the military and the police designed at what they call the number one threat to the country, which is absurd, white supremacists. I'm a 55-year-old man. I can't tell you. I don't know a white supremacist. And I know a lot of people. If I've met one, it was on the down low. They never told me. So to make that the number one threat, that's absurd. Laughable. It's not really laughable because it's really not funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me. Love to hear from you. Lee Elsie Radio. @gmail.com. That's Lee Elsie Radio @gmail.com. You know how to spell it. My last name is ELCI, not like how a girl would spell her name, like ELCI, and then radio. All right, love to hear from you wherever you may be across this great country. We'll take a quick time out. Please don't go anywhere. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
This is an important notice.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Special call-in guest here. He lives over in Westerly, Rhode Island. He's been on my morning show a number of different times. He is part, if not the head, of the Westerly Residents Against Indoctrination. His name is Bob Caradillo. And Bob, thank you for giving us a quick call. I appreciate this. So talk to me. Kids are getting indoctrinated in schools in Rhode Island, correct?
I have a couple of updates, but yeah, the same stuff is still going on here. You know, we're not taking the summer off and neither are our opponents. You know, they're planning as we speak to come back in September with a new equitable math program, math curriculum. Don't ask me how math is racist or inequitable, but apparently it is. So, we're going to be fighting that just like we fought this English language arts. Bill Gates' own curriculum that our high school has. You know, the genderqueer book, as we talked about, is still in our high school library.
Tell everybody about that real quick, because the whole nation doesn't know what that is.
Oh, well, for those people who don't know, there's a book out there called Genderqueer. It's an autobiography of a graphic novel of regarding a young girl's struggle with her sexual identity, and which in and of itself is, you know, I'm not unsympathetic to.
Mm.
But, you know, the problem is the depictions of pornography and pedophilia in the book, which, you know, you and I have discussed before, are wholly not age appropriate. And I contend against Rhode Island obscenity laws. So the book is still in our library in spite of my following the process that I was told to follow, which is to go through the school committee and the school and the principal So what I did is I filed criminal charges against the school district based on their violation of obscenity, state obscenity laws. And the Attorney General, Peter Nerona, which I'd love people to flood his inbox with messages, has sat on this for 4 months and hasn't done anything with it, contending that the only way that they could be violating the law is in commercial distribution of this stuff, which is an outright lie. So that's what we're fighting, the politicization of our kids. These people don't care about the kids. They care about a political agenda, and that's what we're fighting. And we are making some strides, though. We were at the State House a lot in Providence over the last couple of months, fighting both for and against bills that would hurt and or help our kids. The first one was sponsored by the twerking senator, Tiara Mack, from Providence. People have probably heard of her over the last week. She sponsored a bill in the Senate that would have mandated the teaching of pleasurable sex to kids beginning in sixth grade.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Right?
It's unbelievable that we're even talking about this. I can't believe it.
I know. I mean, so we testified against that. That thing never made it out of committee. We knocked her around pretty good that night in the Senate lounge. It was great. She got exactly what she deserved. Then on the other side, there was a loophole in state law here in Rhode Island that allowed people in positions of custodial authority of kids, like coaches, teachers, and such, to have sex with kids as young as 14.
What?
Believe it or not, there was a loophole in the law.
Yeah.
Which, thank God, Senator Jessica de la Cruz closed. She was the sponsoring senator of the Senate bill, Representative Casimiro in the House. And we testified for that bill, and we were able to get it passed. And we'll be having Governor Dan McKee will be signing that bill into law a week from tomorrow. So I guess the point is, you know, we lose some, we win some, but we are gaining ground. And it's proof that parents, regular people, fighting for their kids can make a difference. So if anybody else is going through the same stuff we are, and it looks like throughout the country people are going through this, don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep fighting for these kids in our great country, because we need to save them both.
Bob, tell everybody we got to go. We're running out of time. Where can people go to learn more about you guys? Where do they go?
My Facebook page is Westerly Residents Against Indoctrination. And people can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at BCHIARADIO. The number 14.
All right, kid. Keep up the good fight, man. You're out there battling some serious injustices, man. Keep it up.
Thanks for having me on, Lee.
All right, Bobby. You have a good one, man. There you go. Bob Cardillo, Wesley, what they're doing in some of those schools, it's just mind-blowing. All right, we'll take some more of your calls. We've got a whole bunch of people on hold. Hang in there. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal grand jury is indicting the alleged supermarket shooter in Buffalo, New York. Peyton Gendron will be charged with 14 hate crime violations and 13 firearms offenses connected to the mass shooting at a Tops grocery store in May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll be right back.
listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. You don't recognize the voice. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Wayne will be back tomorrow. It's a very special event for him tonight. He's very excited about it. I was trading text messages with him early, so I'll let him tell you all about it. But we do have a full bank of calls, so we're going to grab a couple. Back to Connecticut we go. And Jan has been patiently waiting. Jan, good morning. How are you? Or good afternoon. How are you? That's a habit.
Yeah, I'm fine, Lee. I'm wondering about you now, though. This is pretty exciting that you're going to have Mike Franz on. Because he may be running for the House in Connecticut, but getting Courtney out will affect the entire country.
Well, tell everybody why.
Well, you want to know why?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's so many reasons I couldn't tell you all of them. I'm going to pick one out. Have you heard of the medicine Aduhelm?
I have not.
A-D-U-H-L-E-M?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, the premium, the Medicare B premium went up this year because it needs to cover $56,000 per patient per year. And what it is, it's an Alzheimer's medicine.
Okay.
And it's given by infusion four times a year. So, you know, Courtney rode to our rescue, and he got that cut down to half. There's a very funny video that he himself put out that is so scripted. He's not a very good actor. And so they cut that in half.
Right.
And Joe, you know, was gleefully telling us they cut this in half and they're going to save us all this money. But I thought, okay, well, what's this medicine? Like I said, it's for Alzheimer's. And why are you going to pay for this at all? All right, because it's not even a very good drug. Even its own maker was kind of wondering about it. So it's going to be used in clinical trials on elderly patients. Now, they've been doing this for a long time in pharmaceuticals, but and they'll tell you it's standard procedure that I don't think it makes it right. But so we're going to pay for the private company's testing of a drug. We're going to buy that medicine for them, from them, use it on patients, and then if it works, continue to buy it. So we're going to pay for that. And the worst part of it, in my opinion, if you think of all those elderly patients in hospitals and nursing homes that don't have family, and even if they do, a lot of people, a lot of facilities aren't allowing visitors, you got all this money at stake. You wonder how many people really are going to be able to give informed consent.
Well, tell everybody, how does this have anything to do with Mike Franz, who's running for Congress?
Well, Mike Franz is running for the House to replace Courtney.
Right.
So it's really important for Mike Franz. And it's also, we don't know who's going to be running until after the primary against Blumenthal, but that's a whole other can of worms why he needs to go, too.
Yeah. No, so hold on. Let me make sure I get this right. So Courtney was in favor of this, is what you're saying. That's the gist of.
Well, no. Courtney sends around a letter, and he said, hey, guess what? This medicine was going to cost $56,000 a year, but I got it cut in half.
I got you now. Okay.
And then you find out that it's a really crummy medicine.
Right.
Yeah. And then you find out that we're going to pay for the clinical trials,
yeah,
sort of indirectly. And then Courtney says we're not going to get the money back that they've already charged us, the premium that's higher this year. It'll go down next year because the math's too hard to do.
Well, you know that Pfizer's hurting. I mean, they didn't really make a lot of money off of the COVID vaccine.
Right. Well, this is Biogen.
Okay.
This is Biogen, and even they, a year ago, were saying, well, we're not too sure about our own medicine.
Jesus.
It was yanked. They yanked their own. I was writing about this on June 17th. 7 days before that, Biogen yanked their own application in Canada. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was writing this, things were dropping online saying what a horrible drug it was. So here's Courtney. He's writing. He just can't get it right.
Yeah.
You know, he comes writing to our rescue when to save us money instead of challenging it. And I won't even go into the diabetes medicine with him.
Yeah.
again, he's always sending out these emails. Sometimes I'm wondering, do you really want to be reelected? Because I can't get through an email without thinking of five things to take him to task on.
And I'm sure if you respond to the email, you'll get zero response from him. I know that for a fact. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, hey, yeah. Mike France is coming on. You know, the whole nation needs him to get elected.
There you go. Well, Jen, thank you for that info. I appreciate it as always. I'll talk to you certainly down the road here in Connecticut. Always appreciate you calling in. Let's go out to Long Island where Chet is. Chet, good morning. Okay.
Hey, Louie, how you
good
doing?
Good evening. Sorry. Jesus.
It's because you work so much.
What a
You're
crutch, man.
You got to relax
man.
Once in a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, all these videos dropping a Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
None of our media sources have the guts to go up to the president and ask him about these videos. It takes somebody outside of the state, inside the UN, to talk to him about these videos dropping. His son is on camera with a prostitute weighing out crack rocks. And that's just one of the videos. Can you believe the rounds that these videos are making without any attention being given by any of these media conglomerates? It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It's this is just, I don't even know how to put it into words, Jack, because we have talked about this as it pertains to the media bias for how long? Forever, right? Since
yeah.
we started talking about anything on the radio. And there's always been a media bias. And what's almost laughable is that whether it's a newspaper editor or a writer or whoever or a talk show host on or a television show host, they all want to claim, oh, no, there's no bias. How can you not focus in? It should be like the number one story on a lot of different networks where Hunter Biden is with, you know, whomever doing cocaine off some hooker's back. It's insane.
The problem is it shows that our president is compromised.
Totally.
I mean, that's the main issue here. But they're still dragging out Trump on January 6th. You know what? I will say this. Donald Trump, he's not going to be put back in office. I have gotten over that fact. I think we need to move away and start talking about the dirt under Joe Biden's fingernails. And if we can do that, we can win the country back. But we got to get this guy on the run, Lee.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to dodge. He doesn't have to take any questions. He doesn't have to say much of anything. Not that he really can, but we should put him on his heels and attack now.
I think most of us on this side of the aisle have been trying to do that before day one he took over president. I you know, today I heard for the first official time he wants to run in 2024. As conservatives, we should want him to run. I mean, he's a complete, it's a buffoon. But I know, I kind of got a feeling that a lot of this stuff now is beginning to leak out a little bit. And, you know, let's see if the CNNs of the world actually begin to run with this, because then that's going to be like a red flag telling you they don't want Biden to run again. You know,
how long do you think they can really turn away from this? They can't turn away. And you're right. I don't think they want Biden to run again. Finally admit that he has health issues.
I mean, if they did what they were supposed to do, they being the media, the general media, if they actually reported all of this stuff prior to the election, like these stories were out before the election, I mean, Trump would still be president. They did.
You hear people say, oh, if I only knew, I wouldn't have voted. How do you not know? Everybody knows. But the media still doesn't talk about it, so what does it matter? It doesn't.
No, it does.
Sad, man. It is sad, but let's get him on his heels. We got to start fighting back.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Chat out in Long Island. Great job by him. I want to play a piece of audio before I run out of time. I think I have time. I do have time. Okay. Rep Schneider and a group, got to find that piece. They have, where is that? There it is. House has approved an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to compel government officials to prepare a report on combating white supremacist and neo-Nazi activity in the police and the military. Now, I don't mind that essentially that's fine, but that should go without really saying. I mean, and you'd have to, if I was in Congress, you'd have to prove to me that our military and our police are ripe with neo-Nazis and white supremacists, which I completely believe they are not ripe with. But here is Rep. Brad Schneider.
Our military. service members separated from the service.
Let me start this over. Right?
This amendment, my amendment, would require the Department of Defense, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security to report on extremism or threats of extremism within our military or within our uniformed services. Threats of neo-Nazi, white supremacist activity, or any other extremist activity that could be a threat, as not just within the services, but including service members separated from the service or federal law enforcement, whether it's due to white supremacists or neo-Nazi incidents. And then the amendment requires the agencies to develop a plan to prevent those incidents in the future. Such behavior, such extremism, is a threat to us in all segments of society. There is no reason to believe that our military is any different.
Because they're not.
These are exceptions.
Doing it.
They are rare. But we not must do everything we can to identify them and to thwart them before risks become reality.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 205.
There you go. Totally a partisan vote on what I think is just a completely trumped up, let's make everybody afraid somehow and make everybody think there's white supremacist neo-Nazis within the police forces, like massively within the police forces and the military across the country. All right, sorry about that technical glitch. We're back in business. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reese sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
This is an important notice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I was writing down some notes, and I don't know. I wrote down the wrong date. I've been doing that a lot lately. I don't know why, but Linda writes into me, and she says there's a more basic reason why congressional candidate Mike France is supposed to replace Joe Courtney in Congress this election. They need to put, or we need to put, the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi out of the majority, so we can begin impeachment proceedings, which I know Wayne has been talking about that a lot as well. So, I would agree. But I was talking to Rob Simmons, Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman himself and Vietnam veteran, CIA agent, today about this. And see, the problem is, even if they were able to do that, there's no way they'd be able to impeach Biden in time. And if you did, your replacement is, I think, worse. Right, Biden's just an old man, silly old man, no power. I mean, Kamala Harris would be dangerous because she'd be thirsty for more power. I'm not really sure. I'm not sure I would make that trade. Like, if you can get them both out, that's different. By the way, Judicial Watch sues after New York City fails to clean voter rolls for years. You know, we talk about corruption in votes. We talk about not really getting a resolution for the 2020 vote. People still consider there are a lot of misgivings about that, a lot of shenanigans. Obviously, you know, we all feel there's something screwy that went on in the 2020 election, every single one of us. I even think the other side feels the same way. How can you justify not cleaning up voter rolls? Like, how can you get away with that? Makes no sense. By the way, if you remember on Monday, 7-Eleven, because it was 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven was giving away Slurpees if you were part of the 7-Eleven fan club or something. You had to join some fan club. But apparently, over the course of the span of the country, at least the two people were shot and killed in California. And other places, there were some shootings at 7-Eleven. So I guess they were serving up the lead Slurpees, which is not my favorite. But it's just crime out of control. All over the country. Nuts. Let's see. What else do I have here? I have a lot of different things I can rip and read with you for a couple of minutes. The most common cancers in the United States. Some of this might surprise you. Like, I would immediately think it was lung cancer or skin cancer. But the most common cancers in the United States, 30% breast cancer, 27% prostate cancer, believe it or not. Then you have lung at 27%. This is, well, actually, let me do this again, because females are 30% female. Females and males are a little bit different. Females, 30.8% is the leading cause. Males, 27.3%. Prostate cancer is the leading cause. And then both have about 12% as far as lung cancer as in the next cause of cancers that end up taking people's lives. So that's not a good thing. Who's got their finger on the nuclear trigger? Currently, there are about 13,000 nuclear warheads in the hands of 9 countries. Obviously, we've got tension with Russia. Russia actually has, according to this, 6,257 nukes. United States, 5,600 nukes at this particular time. The world's most visited websites, 89.1 billion people, I guess, go to Google. Or there's 81.9 billion Google searches every single day, which is amazing. What else do I have here for you? Survey of Sin Cities. Las Vegas, number one. Sin City, they're always number one. Las Vegas, again, if you're going to go out for a good time. Apparently, I read something the other day where Las Vegas is also the one of the top 5 places for herpes, which is not a good thing. Yep, that's a true fact. Fact. Book it, Dano. Can I tell you? I didn't make it up. I didn't make those numbers up. I'm just reciting them. So those of you who are, you know, sitting in traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard, well, if it was like fifth most, highest most herpes, I think, and that was like something in the teens as far as percentage of people who actually have it. So look around. If there are 10 cars, one of them's got the herpes. There's a new trend going on, black wedding dresses, which that's probably fitting. That makes sense. Let's see. And should companies offer paid menstrual leave for periods? Probably not. Jesus, this is just being a terrible rip and read segment because there are all kinds of things that give me chills at the back of my spine. Let's see. If there was a hole going all the way through the earth and you fell in it, it would take you about 38 minutes to fall all the way to the other side. 38 minutes. That'd be a heck of a ride, right? Like one of those like bungee jumps. You bungee jump from here to China. That'd be pretty good. There's a town in Oklahoma with the Oklahoma Panhandle named Hooker. Its slogan is, it's a location, not a vocation. Pretty good. Smokey the Bear's official name is just Smokey Bear. There's no the in it, so if you're writing him letters, he won't answer if you put the in it. There's a difference between a moonroof and a sunroof. Sunroofs open all the way. Moonroofs don't. All right. I don't know where I was going during that break, but apparently we found our way through it, and now we're off to the other side. So now I'm going to get serious for the rest of the show. Deadly serious. Coming up next, we'll talk to United States Senate candidate Themis Claridis a little bit later on. You're going to love Thomas Kernowitter. He's coming your way in 30 minutes or so. Professor Kernowitter, and again, he is just an awesome historian and all that goes along with that. Mike France, a congressional candidate, joins me at the top of next hour. Robert Marks is a best-selling author. We'll talk AI with him. All right, quick break. We'll come back a lot more. I promise a lot better than those last 5 minutes. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
D7.